It can be hard to teach your kids about how their emotions can affect their actions and attitudes. Sometimes it is the smallest thing that can make us angry and react in unkind ways. What Should Dragon Do follows Dragon and her two roommates as they navigate the everyday irritations of living together. Dragon responds in anger when things don't always go her way. Through question and answer, kids learn how to choose patience and kindness and how to make better choices. Written by Stephanie Webb with beautiful and colorful illustrations by KidsArt, What Should Dragon Do will make you laugh as you read about Dragon and her adventures with her friends. What Should Dragon Do can be ordered online through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Chapters Indigo, or directly from the publisher at friesenpress.com. It is also available as an audiobook on Audible.
WV Uncommon Place. This podcast is a variety podcast that houses numerous series to cover mental health, empowerment, podcast framework, and various intimate theories to get to know the hosts. Along with occasional movies reviews and dives in pop culture with our event podcast episodes. The Uncommon Place digs into bringing guests on that stories don't fit the mold and are very different. WV stands for the Great State of West Virginia, and every quarter we cover something in West Virginia. Stacy and myself, JR, are your hosts, so please come along for this venture to our uncommon place.
Hey everybody, welcome to West Virginia Uncommon Place. My name is JR, and I cover all kinds of topics, but one thing that we know that's clear about me is I love video games. And what I want to be doing over the next 10 episodes are covering my top 10 video games of all time. And the reason that I'm going to give them all an episode is because each one of them came in a different period of my life, and they enhanced, helped me grow. They made my video game experience better, made me a critical thinker in some areas, kind of got my mind to work in different ways that it didn't work until I started playing these games and started rationalizing certain ideas. And it even taught me some politics and some different things that I wouldn't have covered and suggested matters that I probably wouldn't even known about as a kid. And we're not talking Grand Theft Auto or anything like that, because oddly enough, my honorable mentions I will be putting in this episode. And my first honorable mention is Bully by Rockstar. Bully was a game that I played later as an adult. I didn't play the original version. I played the version, matter of fact, I played it on the Nintendo Wii. It was my first dab into one of those. And the reason that it's an honorable mention is because it was a revolutionary game, because Rockstar has quite a few that will be part of my honorable mentions real quick. But it really didn't move the masses, because it's something that I still hold on to this day on the Series X. Thank you for that kind of backward compatibility, Xbox. But it was just a game that was kind of, you know, up there. And the other one is The Warriors. The Warriors was based off the movie The Warriors. Once again, another Rockstar game. It, and then the next one I want to throw in there too is Manhunt. Those three games are in honorable mentions for me from Rockstar, because all three of those games, the style of play of those games, I don't know, it was just something about being able to fight open in open areas like that. And Rockstar has that on lockdown. My next honorable mention is the Tekken series as a whole. I like the Tekken series, but it is not a fighting series that I am very good at. I've tried a hard at it, that, and Dead or Alive. Those are two honorable mentions from fighting series. Everybody knows what my big series is, which is Street Fighter. Mortal Kombat gets another honorable mention also, because Mortal Kombat, if it wasn't for the fatalities, if it wasn't for having to go get the Genesis version to play with blood in it, the Super Nintendo version didn't have it in there. And even playing in the arcade, it was just one of those deals there that just kind of revolutionized stuff for me there. On the racing end, I have a few honorable mentions. I just want to get them quickly out the way so we can just get this going. Ridge Racer. Ridge Racer on the Sony PlayStation was an amazing game to start out with, racing-wise. The one game that gets higher in my book but does not make my top 10 is Sega Rally on the Sega Saturn and arcade. Sega Rally was its own beast. Graphically, if you played it in the arcade, you were amazed. Sega Saturn, it was cool too, but the mud effect and all that other stuff, you know. And then the world-famous Hairpin Right. Hairpin Right goes to show, you know, that it is one of the greater things out there too. Another honorable mention platformer-wise, Sonic the Hedgehog, Crash, Spyro and numerous other platformers are getting honorable mentions from me. The reason that Sonic Crash do not make my list is because Sonic in certain iterations, he had some amazing games, but I cannot honestly say after Sonic 3, was Sonic ever magical in the realm of what Super Mario is to me? And people have their opinions, people differ, but it could even have just been the hardware. Now, when the Sonic Adventures came out on GameCube, and you were able to play Sega games outside of Sega systems, yes, Sonic has changed a few times here and there, but he's never like just captured me. And we're not going into movies or anything like that, but that's another one that's just out there. Other honorable mentions, man, I have to say wrestling games in general. Wrestling games didn't make my top 10 list because there are amazing wrestling games, but let's be truthful. On the Nintendo 64, WWE No Mercy, WWE WrestleMania 2000, WCW versus NWO World Tour, WCW versus NWO Revenge. Either way you look at it, wrestling games are a great part of what I like, but they're not like top 10 because in each generation there's a great game inside of wrestling, and that's something that's hard to talk about. That's a whole nother episode that I'll end up doing somewhere about the top 10 wrestling games, but just one episode, they're not going to get 10 across the board. And platform-wise, when it comes to all this stuff, I'm born in 1985, so I've seen all the consoles come across the board from ColecoVision all the way up to PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X today. So I have a versatility and a knowledge of all systems because at some point I had them all from the 3DO to whatever. I took time, bought them, and different things like that. And RPG-wise, I had a few make my list, but my honorable mentions are going to be Albert Odyssey, Beyond, and Legend of Oasis. Legend of Oasis on Sega Saturn. And there's so many other ones that I can't name. A bunch of Japanese ones, Star Ocean. You know, the list goes on when it comes to those. But I just wanted to just get out here and put a nice little brief episode out, so that we could know that this top 10 list will be coming soon. And I hope that you all enjoy it. And each one has a special portion with me, and they all tie into different parts of my life. So on that note, I'm JR from West Virginia Uncommonplace, and I am signing off.
Please follow WV Uncommonplace on Instagram, Tumblr, Twitter, TikTok, where we have some great content, Facebook, LinkedIn. Hit up the merch store at onecommonplace.square.site. Join the email list from the website, and rate, subscribe, and give feedback from your favorite podcatcher. And lastly, thanks for listening, and tune into the next episode.